pastors. Could some be atheists?
Answers with Ken Ham, a popular speaker at pastors' conferences worldwide.
Would you believe people who attend a church in the Danish village of Tarbak once demanded that their atheist pastor, that's right, a pastor who didn't believe in God, be reinstated? You see, he had been suspended from his church for admitting to a newspaper he was an atheist. The bishop who suspended him said the pastor's comments were totally unacceptable. He added that, quote, "The pastor has created confusion and uncertainty about what the church stands for. The Danish government has even said a pastor can't work in the state church if he doesn't believe in God." But others denounced the suspension by saying it's censoring the pastor. They argued that his freedom of expression was violated. I'd be prepared to guarantee, you know, that this pastor doesn't believe in a literal Genesis and accepts millions of years. You see, in 30 years of ministry, I've discovered that compromise about the age of the earth, it opens the door to compromise on other clear teachings of Scripture. And this kind of slippery slide of unbelief leads to Christ's death and resurrection being questioned also.
The beliefs of Charles Darwin have turned countless people to atheism. And that's one of the themes found in our special magazine issue on Darwin, as Darwin's 200th birthday is upcoming. Well, send us a gift of any size today, and we'll send you the sample issue of this lengthy magazine. Call toll-free at 888-89-ANSWERS, 888-89-ANSWERS.